One family's sin brings defeat to all Israel. God's command had been disregarded by one of those appointed to execute his judgments. And the nation was held accountable for the guilt of the transgressor. They have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen, and dissembled also. The lot was to be employed for the detection of the guilty, the matter being left in doubt for a time that the people might feel their responsibility and thus be led to searching of heart and humiliation before God. Early in the morning, Joshua gathered the people together, and the solemn and impressive ceremony began. Step by step the investigation went on. Closer and closer came the fearful test. First the tribe, then the family, then the household, then the man was taken, and Achan the son of Carmi, of the tribe of Judah, was pointed out by the finger of God as the troubler of Israel. Joshua solemnly adjured Achan to acknowledge the truth. The wretched man made full confession of his crime, "Indeed I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them, and took them, and, behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent." Messengers removed the earth at the place specified, and it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they brought them unto Joshua, and laid them out before the Lord. "Why hast thou troubled us?" said Joshua. "The Lord shall trouble thee this day." As the people had been held responsible for Achan's sin and had suffered from its consequences, they were to take part in its punishment. All Israel stoned him with stones. In the book of Chronicles his memorial is written, "Ashar, the troubler of Israel." Achan's sin was committed in defiance of direct, solemn warnings and mighty manifestations of God's power. The fact that divine power alone had given victory to Israel, that they had not come into possession of Jericho by their own strength, gave solemn weight to the command prohibiting them from partaking of the spoils. God had overthrown this stronghold, and to him alone the city with all that it contained was to be devoted.